Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Vice President J.D. Vance discuss ways to further strengthen comprehensive global strategic partnership in key areas. United States rejects China's move to establish nature reserve at Scarborough Reef, says it could restrict Filipino fishermen's access to their traditional fishing grounds. H-1B visa workers in US can lose 60-day lifeline under new immigration plan. Ukraine reaches agreement with the United States on monthly deliveries of interceptor missiles for its air defense system. And in badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha crowned women's singles champion at Korea Masters Tournament. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Vice President J.D. Vance discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. Mr. Modi received a phone call from Vice President Vance yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security, and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Minister of State for External Affairs Keerthi Vardhan Singh called on President of Cote d'Ivoire Alassane Ouattara in Abidjan yesterday. Mr. Singh discussed the growing India-Cote d'Ivoire partnership and reaffirmed India's shared commitment to advancing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of stronger and deeper engagement with Africa. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he is looking forward to further strengthening India-Cote d'Ivoire long-standing friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation across diverse areas. The United States has rejected China's move to establish what it called a national nature reserve at Scarborough Reef, saying the measure could restrict Filipino fishermen's access to their traditional fishing grounds as reflected in the 2016 arbitral award. In a press release, U.S. State Department said this is yet another unilateral attempt by China to use dubious environmental and legal pretexts backed by coercion to advance its sweeping territorial and maritime claims in the South China Sea at the expense of its neighbors. The statement further said the United States stands with its ally, the Philippines, in support of free and open Indo-Pacific. The statement followed China's announcement of new management measures for the disputed area, referred to by the Philippines and international legal documents as Scarborough Shoal. The 2016 South China Sea Arbitral Award, issued by the Arbitral Tribunal constituted under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, found that there was no legal basis for China to claim historic rights to resources within the maritime areas falling with the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. However, China has rejected the same. The United States is considering ending a provision that gives certain foreign workers up to 60 days to find a new job after losing their employment. The proposal is currently under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget and has not yet become a rule, with the details of the proposed changes not publicly available in full. A move like this could require affected H-1B skilled workers and their dependents to leave the country almost immediately. If the regulation is finalized, it would remove the existing 60-day grace period for certain workers and their dependents when the employment on which their immigration status is based ends before their authorized period of stay expires. The change could have particular significance for the Indian expat community in the US. Indian nationals have long been the biggest beneficiaries of the H-1B skilled worker program. The current rule in the US was introduced in 2017 to provide greater flexibility to highly skilled foreign workers who lose their jobs. Under those rules, certain non-immigrant workers whose employment ends can remain in the US for up to 60 consecutive days or until the end of their authorized period of stay, whichever comes first. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukraine has reached an agreement with the United States on monthly deliveries of interceptor missiles for the Patriot air defense system. Speaking to reporters in Belgrade, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that Washington will supply Ukraine with interceptor missiles on a monthly basis However, he stressed that the volume falls short of meeting the country's air defense needs. Zelensky noted that the number of interceptor missiles Ukraine is expected to receive in 2026 would be lower than in 2025 without disclosing specific figures. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a landmark first visit to Serbia yesterday to expand cooperation with the Balkan country. Zelensky and his Serbian counterpart Aleksandar Vučić told reporters in Belgrade that both countries will work together on the common goal of joining the European Union. Both the countries further intend to finalize a mutual free trade agreement by the end of the year. The Pentagon has ordered U.S. defense companies to accelerate weapons production and deliveries as the Iran war has depleted key U.S. munitions stockpiles. According to reports, Deputy Defense Secretary Steve Feinberg told defense industry leaders in a memo that they have 21 days to submit plans to drive significantly faster, more aggressive delivery schedules and increase production for critical capabilities. The Pentagon has also pursued framework agreements with major defense contractors and technology firms to expand production, but those agreements are non-binding and depend on congressional funding. The directive comes as the Pentagon seeks to replenish stocks of weapons, including Patriot and Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Interceptors. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said Tehran will keep pursuing the path of peace under the Memorandum of Understanding signed recently with the United States, provided that Washington helps build an atmosphere of trust. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Pezeshkian said that now is the best time to reach an agreement as there is solidarity, power and unity in the country. He highlighted reciprocity in negotiations with the United States, saying Iran will match its commitments to the level of U.S. compliance. Earlier, Iranian President reaffirmed the country's commitment to pursuing dialogue to safeguard its rights while emphasizing that Tehran will not be forced to surrender. Pezeshkian made the remarks in an interview published on the website of his office, defending the Iranian government's decision to enter negotiations with the United States and sign the Memorandum of Understanding on ending the war. In June, Iran and the United States signed the MOU on ending the war on all fronts, including Lebanon. In Canada, the westernmost province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency as a fast-moving wildfire destroyed homes, trapped residents and forced more than 20,000 people to flee communities. Premier David Eby announced the emergency as more than 100 wildfires burned across the province. Nearly half of them were out of control. Eby said some residents were trapped and had to be rescued. In China, Shanghai's two airports cancelled more than 1,300 flights and authorities relocated over 3 lakh people in surrounding regions as the country prepared for Typhoon Dolphin. The outer bands of the storm hit northern Taiwan yesterday, including the capital Taipei, bringing rain. Some Taiwanese airlines also cancelled their flights to China. The storm's maximum sustained winds were estimated at about 162 kilometers per hour as of today morning. In badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha has clinched the women's singles champion at Korea Masters Tournament today. Ashmita defeated China's Han Chan-shi. The shuttler recovered from losing the opening game to prevail 14-21, 21-14, 21-14 in 53 minutes. With this win, she claimed her first BWF title. Earlier, Ashmita reached the final after defeating fellow Indian Rakshita Ramraj in the semi-final yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance discuss ways to further strengthen comprehensive global strategic partnership in key areas. United States rejects China's move to establish nature reserve at Scarborough Reef, says it could restrict Filipino fishermen's access to their traditional fishing grounds. H-1B visa workers in U.S. can lose 60-day lifeline under new immigration plan. Ukraine reaches agreement with United States on monthly deliveries of interceptor missiles for its air defense system. And in badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha crowned women's singles champion at Korea Masters Tournament. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.